Masechet Menachot Perek Dalid Mishnah Gimel, the Shteh Lechem, which is brought on Shavuot, is two loaves of bread that are also brought with a bull, two rams, and seven lambs as olot, and a goat as a hatat offering, and two other lambs as shelamim. This Mishnah will talk about what happens if the animals are available, but the Shteh Lechem is not available, or the opposite, the Shteh Lechem. The loaves of bread are available, but not the animals. What do we do in that type of situation? We'll first talk about the Ola and the Hatat animals. Mishnah says, Hapad v'ha'elim v'akevasim v'ha'sa'ir enan me'akevin et ha'lechem v'lo ha'lechem me'akevan. The bulls, rams, and lambs that are brought as olot and the goat that's brought as the Hatat offering are not considered to be essential for the bread, in order for the bread to be valid. In other words, if you only have the bread and you don't have any of these animals, you could still bring the bread, and the bread is not essential for them. Even though we want everything to be brought together, if the animals are available and you don't have the Shteh Lechem, you could still bring the animals. And the opposite, if you have the Shteh Lechem but you don't have the animals, you could still bring the bread. But when it comes to the two lambs that are brought as shelamim offerings, there's a difference. Halechem me'akevet hakevasim. The bread is essential for the shelamim lambs to be valid. In order for to bring the lambs, you have to have the bread. Ve'akevasim enon me'akevin et halechem. But the shelamim lambs are not essential for the bread to be valid. If we don't have the shteh lechem, we don't bring the shelamim lambs. But if we don't have the lambs, we still bring the shteh lechem. The shteh lechem are brought regardless, even without those lambs. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Shimon ben Anas. Lochi. Shimon ben Anas disagrees. He says, no. Ela kevasim me'akevin et ha'lechem. He says the opposite. The shelamim lambs are considered to be essential for the bread to be valid. If I don't have the shelamim lambs, you cannot bring the bread. Ve'ha'lechem eno me'akevet ha'kevasim. But the bread is not essential for the shelamim lambs to be valid. If you have, in his opinion, the shelamim lambs, and you don't have the shteh lechem, you still bring those lambs. So we have the opposite opinion from Shimon ben Anas. So Shimon ben Anas is going to bring a proof for his opinion. Sheken matzinu, keshayu Yisrael bamidbar arba'im shana, karvu kevasim belo lechem. He says that the shelamim lambs are valid even without the bread, because we see when Bnei Yisrael was in the desert for 40 years, they brought shelamim lambs without any bread because there was no bread in the midbar. The Jewish people only survived on the man. And therefore, there was no bread. There was no bread for them to bring. And they still continued to bring the lambs. So therefore, we see the lambs are valid, the shelamim lambs, even with no bread being brought with it. Afkan yikinevu kevasim be'lo lechem. So same over here. Like the midbar in the Beit HaMikdash, if you don't have the bread, you still bring the lambs on Shavuot, and that is his opinion. Amar Rabbi Shimon, another opinion, Rabbi Shimon. Halacha kedivrei ben Anas. Halacha is like ben Anas, that the lambs are brought without the shteh lechem. Aval en hatam kedvarav. But the reason or the rationale behind why is not like he said. We don't like his proof. It's a bad proof. Shekol ha'amur behumash pekudim karav bamidbar. Because the halakha is, whatever korbanot are mentioned in Bamidbar were offered in the Midbar over there. The Musaf offerings that are talked about in Midbar, they were brought in the Midbar. B'kol ha'amur b'torat kohanim lo kara b'midbar. But whatever korbanot are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra were not brought in the Midbar. We talk about all the different holidays, we talk about all the different korbanot that were brought on those days. So those korbanot were not offered, were not brought until eventually at the end of the 40 years, Bnei Yisrael entered the Eretz Yisrael. Mishibau la'aretz karvu elu va'elu. Once Bnei Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, both korbanot that were mentioned in Bamidbar and that were mentioned in the book of Vayikra, they were offered. So all the korbanot that we're talking about in this context over here, with the shteh lechem, including the lambs of the shelamim, are only mentioned in the book of Vayikra. So we see from here, they weren't offered in the desert. So therefore, there's no proof, because they're only talked about in the book of Vayikra. Only the korbanot of Bamidbar were actually brought in the desert. So therefore, we see from here, there was never a time where the shelamim lambs were brought in the desert without the shtei lechem, like Ben Anas tried to say. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon is going to explain why he agrees with the halachic opinion of Shimon Ben Anas, even though he doesn't agree with his rationale. He says, why do I say, like Shimon ben Anas, that lambs are allowed to be brought even if there's no bread, if there's no shtei lechem? Shakevasim matirin tatzman below lechem. He gives us an idea that a korban only becomes permitted to be eaten when some of it first has been offered on the Mizbeach. When talking about the lambs, once the lambs have been slaughtered and the blood is brought on the Mizbeach, it permits them to be consumed. The bread has no involvement at all in the permitting of the lambs to be eaten. The lamb, the shelamim, is its own internal service, and therefore they don't need the bread to help them become permitted. So therefore, the lambs are allowed to be brought without anything else, without the bread. Lechem belo kevasim en li mi yatirenu. But when talking about the bread without the lambs, there's nothing to permit the bread to be eaten. The bread, the shtei lechem themselves, are waved together with the shelamim lambs, and there's a union created between them. So when the blood of the lambs is applied to the Mizbeach, it also allows the shtei lechem to be eaten, like it also allows the lambs to be eaten. So therefore, there's a connection between the shtei lechem and the kevasim. The kevasim, when they're brought, allow the shtei lechem to be eaten. Even though we have hatat and olah offerings, as we mentioned, there's not a close enough link that when their blood is offered on the Mizbeach, that they permit the shtei lechem. That's nothing to do with them. Only the blood of the shelamim lambs allow the bread to be eaten. So therefore, what he understands is the only way for the bread to be eaten is through the lambs to be slaughtered and applied their blood to the Mizbeach. So therefore, in conclusion, if there are no lambs, there's nothing that would allow the shtei lechem to be eaten. So therefore, the shtei lechem are not allowed to be brought without the lambs.